You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Notice Chalo Dun B'dila V'Teilim, and notice Chalo Hayid Edusa B'Teilim. So there's a beautiful size, two size, but I'll start with the main size. I have another size, and that is Chalo Hayid. The Dun, so two sugyas. Notice Chalo Dun, you take money to judge Edusa B'Teilim, you have one. And notice Chalo Hayid Edusa B'Teilim. So he quotes a Shuvas Marayim bin Leb, Tzais. That's the second page, I'm sorry. Sifkan Zayin, Simon Lamedal. The first page is the one on Ladun. I'd like to start with this Tzais. This is a more, it's very fundamental Tzais, very famous Tzais, important Tzais. The Shuvas Marayim bin Leb, the top of the, everyone see I style at the second page. And this topic, in Notas Chaloid Pasal Midrabanon Ominatay. You take money to testify, is a psul d'arais, a psul d'rabban. That's the shay. Ve'yulis safek. So what's the shay? It's a puzzle. Why should it be d'arais and why should it be d'rabban? See, I was thinking that notas chaludin is certainly only d'rabban. Notas chaludin, so if they're put written together, so chaloid should also be d'rabban. But I couldn't prove, I can't prove to you that notas chaludin is only d'rabban, but why is Nogeya possible? Famous Shaila. What's the psul of Nogeya? What's the psul? When Nogeya be Eidus, you possible. Imu mishum dibichajdin lay mishakim b'shvil anasa. You're afraid he's going to lie because he's Nogeya. It affects him, so you're afraid he's going to lie. So that's why he's shash mishakim. So if that's so, it's the same thing here. If the reason Nogeya is puzzle, because afraid he's going to lie for the benefit of the money, it's like Nogeya. He's getting paid to be made, so the you should puzzle in daraisa, like Nogeya Be'edus.
Who's paying him? Why would he lie? It depends who's paying him.
So you'll assume, I guess, the thing who's paying him is the guy who's testifying to benefit.
Not the Olam.
I want to mention to the Olam that it's machlokes, the rush and the tumim, the rush, Chuvas HaRash and the tumim, if Nogeya l'chavosa, it's also Nogeya this, if Nogeya l'chavosa, it's machlokes, it's more over there, we have more yes. If we're talking about Nogeya Be'edus, we're discussing the Maril Ibn Lev's Shaila, if a person takes money l'hoyed, Mishnah Chavtesim l'afim b'chayros, if you take money l'hoyed, it's b'sul d'raisu d'rabban. So the Mir bin Leiv says, L'chayritz Tali, then why is Nogeya puzzle? So if you're going to say Nogeya, Eidus is relevant to your puzzle. Is it because you're going to lie for that benefit? In Cain, since the Ramban is Mesug about this, already in Rishonim. Nogeya the puzzle, Mumishim the Chashin, L'shaka, B'shvala Nasa. In Cain, not the Schat Lohayid, Nami Puzzle, Manatar. So if you're taking money, you have a reason to lie for the money. Shum dechashin l'shaker. But in him, b'psul nogeya b'tamadum karev etzalatz mahi. It's not a shash mishak. Just you're a karev. See, a karev is some wise person. We're talking the daf. It's puzzle. It's open gemar babas. It's not shash mishak. Karev is not puzzle shash mishak. Karev is puzzle because shkarech yitzchak. Because you might as well open some more. I feel very badly that... I tried to turn on the heat during Mincha, but I wasn't successful. It looks like some say it's broken. And today you can't get anything fixed. So, what? What'd you find?
The Lashon.
And get in Lam Zayin Bet.
Yeah, Nechzeg.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I told you. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so, so he says, if the gay is possible, it's karev. So you're not a karev here. Somebody's paying you to testify. The testimony is not nogeya. Not nogeya you the testimony. So if it's a psul karev, he named psul nogeya mishum dadum karev is hatzmo. V'leich hashin l'mashaker. So anotas chalad kashim enatar. That's what the Meir ben Leiv says. It's totally in this chakirah. I want to mention to you, why would anyone think, l'charek common sense, is like most achrayim, you think, nogeya is a chashash mashaker. You're afraid he's going to lie. So I did mention the machlokes, the rush, and the tumim. What about nogeya l'charvasa? If it's nogeya the edus, but it's nogeya negatively, So there's no chash mishaker there. So that would be enough kamidin. Machlokes to Rosh and the Tumim. Nagel Chavos is machlokes to Rosh and the Tumim. Big names. The greatest Achreinim and the greatest Pishayim. The Rosh and the Tumim. There's another ksais on that. So the Chavos Tali in the Shaila. If it's a Karoiv, so it's Nagetu. It doesn't matter. It's not a chash mishaker. If the Eidus it affects you, so you're like you're Karoiv in this entire. Because since you're infected by the Eidus, you're considered a relative. So then it doesn't matter, l'chusa l'chavasa. But it's l'shach shmishaker, it's only l'chusa, not l'chavasa. So, tzayzva nechmodim b'tshuvasa. L'anid is tarti. So I wanted to tell you, why should you think it's kav? I'll tell you why. The Gemara says that a person would lie, shelo yelo v'rosha v'lo yishali. The Gemara says, Gemara in Babasra, that a person is going to lie in order that he shouldn't be a loy v'rosha v'lo yishali. So Rabban asks, so not to be a lover of Rosh Hashanah, he's going to testify falsely in court? And what's a bigger sin? It's a bigger Russia. So that's what Rabban says, it's not a shash mishak.
It's an oxymoron.
Right. It doesn't make sense to you. Rabban gives two terutz, and there's another simple terutz to this. It's a very famous raid. This is the Rabban asks. And he gives two terutz. Rabban asks, you mean he's going to lie, so he shouldn't be a lover of Russia. So it's going to be a bigger Russia, lying in court, not paying up a chai b'zaycha Russia, but to testify falsely in court, so it shouldn't be a lover of Russia for Yishami. So some say the answer is, it's not shash mishak, just means it affects you, that's all. The other terrence is, this people don't know, that people know about. The lover of Russia for Yishami people know, that's the other terrence. That he doesn't want people to know that he's a lover of Rosh Hashanah. So lie in court, people don't know he's doing the rishis. That's the Ramban system.
He's afraid of, but Hashem's not afraid of.
Right. Like most people, he doesn't want bad publicity. God, he's not afraid of. I said, like most of us, that we're more worried about publicity than we are about God sometimes. Okay. So then he said, the leader's status. Let's see what the Ketzai says. Here in Kolosh Na'achra. Look at his raya. Very interesting raya for the singing source. The tzais, goinish a raya. Even though some argue with the raya, they say it isn't the raya. Ksas raya. Notice the tzais is a little bit of a raya. We'll discuss why it's only a little bit of a raya. Mehod the stamperk naira. Fourth perk subis. Mitzi shemra. You know, it's a chiv matzi shemra. Everyone knows here, matzi shemra is not just matzi shemra. He's got to bring edim that his wife, he's out to kill her. You know, like the Mishnah says in Erechin, you think he's just speaking against her, lashon hara? It's attempted murder. He brings edim to accuse her of being mezana during Erechin, and he's only chayv matzi shemra if the mazim his edim. So it says like this. It's a sasraya. Kabi matzi shemra. Yudah oimer. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to hire the Eidim. Rabbi Yehuda says you only chayiv if you hire the Eidim. If you he holds, he has exer shavit. It's a pasuk, but the idea is that he's such a rasha that he actually paid Eidim to testify that his wife committed znus. And her chayiv she yischar Eidim. My Tambi Yehuda, Rabbi Asa sima. It's exer zol sasim alav meshech ki samla alos tvarim makes exer shavit sima. Because of Samla, Sivasamla, Siman Allah Meshech, Maman, just like Reba says, Maman, I've got Maman. Och Sivasrei, Zaktik says, you hire the Eidim. Then it says, Im Emes Oya Dover Azeh, if you mazim the Eidim, so then he has to pay a fine, gets Malkus, and the Eidim get killed. Im Emes Oya Dover Azeh, if the Eidim was discovered to be Emes, his Eidim, so you kill her. But see, it's an Askalua. Frank the Ksois, right? Not Luschai Lahayid. The Rabbi Yehuda learns the Pasuk is being Yahayid Eidim. And as if you're not Mazim the Eidim, you kill her. So Bishlav told me, Psul de Rabbanan, Sataris Midaraisa, the good Eidim. You hire them, they're still good Eidim. But if you hold when you hire Eidim, they're no good. So what do you mean if it's Emes, if you take out this killer? He hired these Eidim. He paid money. Tafel of the emissary of Dover. Emissary, they means that they didn't come. Hainu shlog nisbayv the Eidim azama. See, Motzi Shem is only when you mazim is Eidim. He brings Eidim, Sukhizin Ksubis in the fourth parak. He brought Eidim, she was mana. Then the father brings Eidim, the mazim is Eidim. Then his Eidim get killed. But bin emes hayadav. If you're not mazim is a, then the seal forces are similar var the azama. Bin emes hayadav is a choice of behavior. The lek azama skalua alma. Sisim the raisa, it's kosher even if you hire Aiden. I'm afraid of the Kassim, some lalos to him, Sochem b'mamon, v'nechlin's kosher min atar. V'kevin l'scha min atar. L'chashtinu m'shak v'shaz nam yoyed sheker. So why is Nogei a puzzle? So you say, you see here that, hey, this is good, even if you hire them. You have to tzor b'yir b'tama, the Nogei a puzzle min atar. So why is Nogei a puzzle? If you see, here you see that you don't lie for money. No one's going to testify. When I chashi, give me money, I'll testify to you. So why is Nogei a puzzle? So he's going to say karav. He's going to say that to Tzais. I want to give you two teirutzim I found in the footnotes. You know, there's beautiful footnotes in the Tzais in today. So one is a simple teirutz. See, the memes hayadavim means if he didn't hire. If he hired them and they were huzam, then he's motzi shemra. But if emes hayadavar means if they maybe it's a little daichik means if he didn't hire them. And who says that emes hayadavar means even if he hired them? So it's a little daichik. That's like tzasraya. It's a little. You say it's a little daichik. The pasuk is speaking he hired them. But emes hayadavar means the pasuk is speaking when you're mazim is edim. Then emes hayadavar zeh you weren't mazim is edim, and maybe it also means that you didn't hire. So therefore, they weren't edim shkaren. They're emes yidden. They didn't hire them. If emes hayadavar means these edim were elah chafayne yidden, so this means you hired them. That's one teretz. That may you consider shtikol daichik. Some suggest that teretz, and another teretz is, what is he paying him for the edus, or to come and look at the edus? It's hard to say if the falsha edim, he's coming to look. If you hire, there's a difference maybe, if you hire the edim to testify. Come and see. Now here, he can't be able to come and see because she's innocent. If she's innocent, see, you can pay, what's the deal if you pay edim? Not to testify. So listen, I want you to come and watch this edus. The guy's getting married, he has no kosher edim. I've been at weddings like a reform wedding. There's not one kosher edim. So he hires his friend from yeshiva. I'll give you $100. Come and testify. So he's hiring to come and testify.
So it's schar batal.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Because he's not giving him schar batal. He's paying him a nice fee for coming to watch the testimony. But I don't know, would that work here? The Shemati, look at the Pitei Chachosim, look at the footnote. Let's see if this makes sense. See, the first teretz I told you, which may be a little dochak, he's discussing. But look at the second column. The Shemati Mufash, the second column underneath, Pitei Chachosim. The Shemati Mufash, do lie like a rhyme, Motzishem. The Kaiman Rishen, a Mechuyiv Lahayit. I'm not Mechuyiv Lahayit. See, if you're Mechuyiv Lahayit, you can't take money. Like we learned in other ketzais about taking money, checking bachar, teaching Torah. If you're mechuyev to do it, you can't take money. But heicha de ein mechuyev lo'ayid. If you know the schal leilich v'lo'ros ha'maisa, if I'm just taking money, please come and look at the maisa. Do mutter! That's not the schal lo'ayid. I'm paying you not to testify, I'm paying you to come and look at the, to see what happened. That's not the schal lo'ayid, that's what some say. Du mut vim kein. Ach na mi aiden heute. Schem kol kibus schar. Der gat schar. Al shnem es yod aber. Schem not us schar leilich le rosa maisa. They went to take schar to see the maisa. Und schem nimmt zu zamen. Du go mis vayd le rosa maisa mi ola. A kol gat schar hoye. Al etz ma aiden so a checker. So what is he saying? He said, if they were truthful, so he's just paying to see the maisa. This is their teretz. They're saying, I it's possible with the raisa, quote to one side of my rival, when you're taking money, it's not going to be kosher with the raisa. He's not taking money, he was taking money to go and see the maisa. So if there really was a maisa, now we don't know, did it really happen? We don't know. If she was Mizana, he could have hired them. Listen, guys, he knows where she's hanging out. Just go and please testify and go and look at the edus, testify against my wife. So that would be kosher midaraisa. It's not notos schalodun. That's his suggestion. the pituchei chayse. So let's say
let us call a maise. You're not telling them what to say. You're saying I want you to be to observe.
Right.
I'm not paying you to give yourself. I'm not telling you what to say as Eidus, I'm telling you to be there.
So he's saying that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. Not the schal lahayid that you hire the Eidim, that you hire the Eidim to come and look at it.
But I'm not telling you how to give the Eidus or what.
Right.
To say.
But that's his answer. You know, it's, you're only chayvi you paid them. Now what do you pay them for?
Why you massacre the shachar over there? I'm not telling what to say. I'll say this.
No, so he's saying that's good, Marach. Oh, he's saying if you just say schar to come, he's saying that would be kosher.
Yeah.
He's saying they're not coming to paying him for being made.
Right.
They're coming and paying for coming looking at the Eidus. The only thing is, if you're framing your wife, you can't say that because there is no Eidus.
So
what does it mean paying them? So what does that mean? They say, well, he was going to offer me money to come and look at the Eidus, but there was no Eidus. they offered him money, but the Chayra, if they're Eidim Zomimim, then there was...
It's a ruse.
So some ask like this. Some ask that if the first Terence, it's two different parishes, Eidim Zomimim, is when he paid him. And Emes Hayad Davar means, so that works. That works, L'chayr. And Emes Hayad Davar means he didn't pay them. If he paid them, they'll be puzzled d'areis. But what are you punishing them? Feidim Zomimim. But how can you punish them, Feidim Zomimim?
If they're puzzled.
And it's Einachanami, the kash is not from the Emes Hayad Davar.
It doesn't start.
Right. And as the Ksais is asking from a different Gemara, the Kashi is, forget about it. So then you want to answer Mem Sadavar. I saw this in the Tabas, going Rav Scheinberg to say. Yeah, you can say the Dan for Eidim Zomim.
You don't have it.
But what do you mean they're being Dan for Eidim Zomim? Eidim Zomim have to be kosher Eidim. If you're puzzle Eid, you can't be an Eidim Zomim. So if you hold paying something Lahaid, is not good Eidus, so they can't be Eidim Zomimim, L'chayr, even though Yesh Lachkar. See, there's a big machlokes. The Beis Yosef and the Beis Meir, Rabbi Kivega on this, if why is a Pasala Eid not can become an Eid Zomim? Why is a Pasala Eid not an Eid Zomim? So, but L'chayr, there's a Yisrael in Gemara Baba Kam, that a Pasala Eid can't become an Eid Zomim. The question is why? So that's one pshat. Matcha says he needs zaymim aid. If he's a apostle aid, he's not an aid. He can't become an aid zaymim. That's one pshat.
From that point starts.
That's one pshat. There's another pshat. There's another pshat. Aid zaymim is always a lie. He's never an aid.
No, but you're throwing him out. You're not giving him the president.
You have to be an aid till you lie. You have to be an aid till you're caught lying. Then another pshat. He says gmar din betois. Another pshat. It's a gemar din b'tois. That's another pshat. We have to be a kosher aid because it has to be a gemar din. That would be, so it has to be a gemar din except for the fact that you're mazin them. But if there's another reason the gemar din is no good, so I think both of these pshatim would apply here. I'm just trying to think if both of these pshatim would work in this pilpul. Okay, so let's finish this. He says that it's at the top of the second column. Now, Shuvah Shem Demaril. Dim Noger Pesachim Yishum Karayv. This is the shayla I mentioned. If Noger is Pesachim Karayv, in came Lachuva my Nema. Lachov, I told it to Machlaikis. He says, he's assuming the Mari Ben Lev is that if it's Noger Lachuv, you're on Nema. But if it's a Karayv, this is the Machlaikis, the Rush and the Ptumim, but he doesn't bring it here. He brings it another place, I guess. And get my Chay on Nema to call Pesachim. And so it's been Lachayv. Tell Hashem that the kasha lachuv should aslo mitars chiyuv mitars matan. So the Mari Ben Leib says that the reason why a person is kasha to mimachayiv himself is als matan. This is the famous, every yeshiva bacha knows this chakir. Hodas baldink made him dummy. Is it a matana or is it nemanas? This is one of the famous, the few tzaisim on this. The Mari Ben Leib says, you know what? When you testify against yourself, you're a karayv. Why are you neman? Because it's a matana. You're really not neman. You can't be neman. You testify that you're a karayv. The reason you're neman is the kashal achulah mishudasiyah mitaris chiyuv mitaris matana. When I say I owe you money, I'm creating a chiv. It's my admission. So this is the great debate. The Marib and Leif says, Hodas Paldin Lachuvis Atzmo doesn't work on Tzamanis. You're a Karev. You're a Karev. Why are you Neman? He says it's a Schaivis. It's a Matana. If I admit this is yours, so it's like I gave you a gift. I give you a gift when I admit it, it's a gift. That's the Marib and Leif's. Yeah, so that's the shaila to make a chiyuv. So it's interesting, if it's just a chiyuv, if you're saying a chiyuv, so that some hold, you can be mechayiv yourself, a dibur. See, to transfer, it depends, you notice he's saying, that you could do, it could be, you could do without a shtar. Just if I'm mechayiv myself. But to give you something, you need a kenyan. To be mechayiv yourself is not so pashit that you need a kenyan. That may be a machlok, so we have a shlokshin. End of ksubis. It's not so pashit. But I'm surprised because Hadas Balbin helps not only on a chayiv, but say, I admit this thing is yours. If I admit it's yours, it also works. That's not on a chayiv. L'chayiv. He's saying it works on a chayiv. He'll have a chayiv ani l'chamana. He says, chayiv ani l'chamana. That can be mechayiv himself, and that's even without a
kid. He brings down the next thing. He says,
that's his other pshat. He slugs that up now. The Chorma de Kashalim. The Muhammad the Korov. Neman Lachuv. Why is a person Neman to be Mechayim himself? He's a Korov. Hayav Shalom. That's, you know, let me tell you. Smigo. The Ktsais has a new idea. He's going to reject it. There's a Havamina of the Ktsais. That you'll tell Smigo. The boy of Yavin Yilei Bebata. Believe me, against me. Someone to give it to him. I can give it to Matanis. He might as well believe me. It's Amigo.
It's Amigo Lights, you know.
That's not called, is that called Migu Lahaitzi?
Because you're taking it away from him and giving it to somebody else.
It's a Migu Lahaitzi. But that's Machlok Svishayna.
Yeah,
Ramban Ntaisvis. Yeah. So you're asking on okay, maybe. Me'efsh. Please back us our youth. Pagyesh Nochlin. Yaker, the Neman of Loma, the Mar asks, why do you need Yaker? To recognize Yibachar, you can give him Migu, and give it to him Matana. Yibachar, you're Parch Yaker Lomali, you have Neb Matana. So this Svar is an open Yimah. The Gemara is on Yakir. Father's name to say it's my Bechor. He has a Migu, he can give it to him as a gift. Eldim can, Elu, how you Edom connect? Shechad Besuah Shach Migu. Uh oh. What happens if they're Edom against my Hodah? Migu neged Edom. Machloikis and Baba Basra. We paskin. You don't say Migu against Edom. Hodah Spaldin works against Edom. Davi Migu Makam Edom. So it can't be a Migu. He says, that's clear. Even if you have a migu, if the edim, it happens to be machlokes in Baba Basra. But we say migu neged edim lo amrina. So it doesn't work, migu. If it would be because of a migu, it can't work against edim. Came like elame, maybe didn't migu. Then he asks, he has three kashas. The Ktzais has three questions on the Tam Marie bin Lev. Da, Omer lo yudvei me oylam. First kash. Rabbi say, you sue me money, and I say, I don't owe you any money. I don't owe you any money. And then the next day, the Edom come and say that you owe him the money, but you paid already. So you have to pay the debt. Because by you saying you never owe him any money, it's admission that you Omer lo levisi come lo paraiti. So the Ktzais, yes, there I didn't give you a gift. There I didn't give you a gift. I denied the whole thing. Fake the Ktzais. The Bahama Lloyd Vermeulen. You sued me and I said, Lada. Lloyd Vermeulen. Lloyd Vermeulen. The Ach came, but Edom, and the Edom came. Then they're not in love with I'm not never to say right. I believe the enemy, Edom Shapara. Then Edom came, and he says, and they say, Peda, Mishum, Dehu, Nemal, Atzma, Yosef. So you know, Edom said he borrowed and he paid. But he admitted he didn't pay. Because when you say you deny the whole loan, you're obviously saying that you didn't pay it up. And there there's no gift. It's a brilliant question. It's Ktzais asked him, or even Leif. See, normally you can say, I'm giving you a gift. But here he's not giving him a gift. It's only that because of what he said, so we see that He didn't pay up, but he's not offering any gifts. He's not saying that he owes the money. So that's his first kasha. He proves it's not a gift. He's in a case where he's not giving a gift. He's not going to give you anything.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Next slide. Here's another kasha. See, it's not so easy. If you want to make yourself mechayev money, you have to say a temeida. You have to say a temeida. If you just admit something and you don't say you should be my edim, it's a technical thing, but admission, you have to say a temeida. Or mode bechov yoshen, you feel below a temeida. If you mode bechov yoshen, you should be below a temeida. You don't say Meshata. You know what you have to say? Atameidai. You say he's just joking. See, if you don't say Atameidai, I'd say to you, I owe you $100. I'm just teasing. Sometimes you admit to a guy you owe money just to tease. But if you say Atameidai, then you know he's not teasing. Serious. Say Atameidai. So he says, but if it's a new chayv, you have to say Atameidai. So here, he's admitting, but he didn't say a temeidai. And the Ksais is saying that by a new chayv, you have to say a temeidai. Second kash. Third kash. This is the most interesting, the most lumdish kash. But the Mirbech Perk Kamed Bar Mitzir. Lotar, that's Biv Gadol Me Ados Eidim. You remember Abchir Kamaisa? If two Eidim say, oh, partial of the chayv, there's a shvil of Mordem and Mitzvahs. The Mirbech said, Kavachaymer, Madoch, if you admit part of the loan, you have to swear. If Edom come, this is the Reb Chiya number one. Reb Chiya one. Reb Chiya two is Helach. Reb Chiya one is Hadas Edom. Edom come and say you're part of the loan. So remember, Reb Chiya makes a kavachom. Hadas Piv, you tell him Hadas Edom. Umaviv shein mechayv mama. Madach Piv, that's not mechayv mama. So Mari, yes it is, it means knas. Mechayv shua, mechayv mama, Hadas Baldin, kimei Edom dami. Hadas Baldin, kimei Edom dami. What do you mean, Piv is not Mechayv Mamon? Yes, it is. So Gemara corrects. It doesn't mean Mamon. It means Knas. Amav Shken Emes Chad the Knas. So Gemara asks, Parach Malu Piv Shken Eino Bachoshev Achzama. A Piv, you can't dispute. If you admit your money, nobody can dispute it. Edom, someone can dispute. The Gemara says, you can't make a Chavachom Edom of a Piv, because Piv is more powerful, because nobody can dispute it. Tomer be'edim, shebachash v'azam. Freight the Gemara. If Piv is just a gift, so what are you saying? Piv is stronger because he can't dispute it. If you name it Tomer be'edim, shumat dana v'chiv. If you're going to learn that, my rival, Frank, that cites the third question. Again, eshay b'achash v'azam. I'm giving you a gift. What do you mean you can't dispute it? If it's namanus, so it makes sense. I said something, you believe me, you can't dispute it. Now I'm giving you a gift. As I say dispute, this is a desk. It's a Mitzias. He can give him a gift. Saying, Piv is stronger because he can't dispute it. He's giving the guy a gift. So it doesn't mean that Piv has a strength over Aiden. If you're going to learn like my rival, says the Tzais, I don't understand my Mitzias. So that's the Zrayah. So three kashes. These are the three kashes. The Tzais asks on the Marival. He first asks the case of Lahadam. When he's not giving a gift, he's denying everything. Though he still says, still believes over the Edom that he didn't pay, even though he's not giving any gift. And he asks from Atameidai. And he asks from every, the Gemara B'Mitzia will soon get to Moed B'Mitzas. It's really a kash he's going to ask on every Moed B'Mitzas. According to Marival, when he Moed B'Mitzas, you're giving the guy a gift. He quotes the Muki Yosef. So I remember. He says, I remember, I don't know him. Abish Eidim Eidim Kedvarev. Eidim say, yeah, Taka doesn't know him. He was murdered. Then he says, oh, I made a mistake. This Karti, I don't really owe it to him. I remember, I don't know it to him. And Eidim say he doesn't know it to him. So, Emashkichaba. Here we're talking also that way. This Gemara. We're talking about this Gemara. Vada means that he wants to back out. But you see, if I'm Moida, that I don't back out, so you don't have to tell me Hadas Faldin Kmeidim Dami. Hadas Faldin Kmeidim Dami means when I want to back out. If I still want to give it to you, nobody's going to stop me from giving it to you. The Chiddush of Hadas Faldin is once you admit it, you're stuck. So the Mukha Yosef is saying, if he didn't back out, so he can give him a matana, so he's just getting me out. He's bringing from the Mukha Yosef this idea that a matana, he can't say, well, Piv is strong because he can't contradict it. If he wants to give it, he's giving you a matana, he can't get my nomar. Torah had matana, vichim, I'm going to dream, can I get it? Get a matana, lo bitas namas. Va'oid! Now the says his fourth kasha the miral. Right from every mode of b'mitzas. If you tell me I owe you $100 and I give you a gift, would that be mode of b'mitzas? The whole concept of mode of b'mitzas says the says only makes sense if it's namanas. If it's a gift, so you sue me $100. I'll give you a gift. That's mode of b'mitzas. Fake the says, the whole idea of mode of b'mitzas. V'od muchru adav mi di mode of b'mitzas. Let's see if he becomes makal. And give the guy a gift. Would that be money to make this ridiculous? He denied everything and says, you know what? I'll give you 50 zuzani. I'm machayv myself. So I heard a svara half a century ago from Rab Nachum for Abel Yishvei. 2 years in a row, I heard the same svara. I told my Rebbe in the mirror that you're machab into something my Rebbe said last year that maybe would answer this question. Maybe. It's tzarichin in the sugya. But I heard the svara from Rab Nachum and from Rab Shvei to my Rebbe. 1 year after this, I learned my last year in Philly Baba Basra. And the next year, I learned by Baba Metzia. And I went the next year, Bab Mitzi and Bab Basra, the same Masechtas. So they both said the same. This is what they both said. So they said like this. He said, if you sue me that I owe you $100, and I'm Maida, that I owe you 50, without the din of Hodas Bal Din, I owe you the 50. Me din tvarvei of a nitva. So he says, Bari Vashem, Machlag is Bari Adil. Let's say you say I owe you $100. And I say I owe you 50. They both said, a good riot to it, that even if you hold, there's no tzedinus of das balan, you would still owe the money. See, it's a little kasha Rashi in kedushin, because as the tzais brings later, how do you know how das balan being commanded? I mean, what's the marker for that? What's the marker of how das balan being commanded? Bushteit, saying shas, it's a tosept, not mishnah, it's a tosepting. My Mitzia quotes it, how das balan being commanded. What's the marker? Rashi in kedushin samachem it says ki huzer might have been mixed. That's the marker. But my rabbis said a svara, a good svara, that without my Hodas Baldin, you'd be mechuyev the money. Me din tovev the nitva. You sued me, and I agreed to your suit, so of course I don't have the money. Even Bar Hashem is a machloikis. But if it's Bari, you say I owe you 100. I say I owe you 50. So I would owe you 50. Yeah, the svara motor. It's a good galata svara. Reb Nachman was so happy. I told my Rebbe, he said that last year. So they both said this svara. Such a good svara that I still remember it over here for centuries. Right. The only thing is, Sarachi and Rashi and Kedushin. See, I was a little kid then. I was 20 years old. But 19. But I should have asked them, so how does Rashi and Kedusha learn that from Kiyuzel, does Falvin Kamehadim done? Falsh. It's a good svara. And every good svara is true.
When his mind of a mitzvah, we make him swear, no?
Yeah.
Don't we say,
Digmar, yes. Rashi learns that's one of Rabbi's kasha. Rashi, Mamitsiyah, Dav Gimel. Your Rabbi asks two questions. Mibnei Ma'am, retort, what is in the Nishava? Rashi learns the most question was you mechav to Rashi but mitziyah daf gimel on days and Taisus big Taisus says falsh, you don't say me the moana chashishva, but you mechav to Rashi, so it's good Yitzchak, you're on the right path, you're remembering something. That's good. Things are, You got, if you chaz with more, you get a klar. You got a chaz with 100 times to get a klar. Remember, when you learn it, so every 7 years, you remember you learned something about it. That the chazer, the constantly chazer. V'cheinim. So Tzai says, the bottom line of the first paragraph, of the first column. The name of Atzmav Yishuv Karev, El Atzmav Yishuv King Zeres HaKosef. It's a Zeres HaKosef. She Adam Nemel Atzmav B'chasum Sheishbe. And you know he quotes the Rashi in Kiddushin. You can't fool the Tzai. The Ksai says, you know, we know Ados Baldinkim Eidim Dami. It's a Rashi in Kiddush. Shem Ados Baldinkim Eidim Dami. It says Shon Rashi. It says, Vashay Yomar Ki Yuzeh, Harei Shomach HaMikzas Ados. Ki Yuzeh. That's the Pasuk of Maidah B'Mikzas, Rabbi said. And Rashi says, so you see, when you're Maidah, you're Neman. That's the Raya Ados Baldin. According to what I told you from the Rashi Yeshiva, it's no Raya. It would be no Raya. But Rashi HaKadosh says that's the makor of Hodas Baldin. Him came. Ki heichad emina torah shnei eidim al achir. Just like two witnesses are believed for others. Ki emina torah l'chol adam al atzma. Ki who's there? When I say I owe you the money, the Torah trusts me al atzma. I'll do karev l'atzma. Tzegzeres HaKosov. You see, but you'll say, I'm a karev. I'm a karev. So what? The Torah says, l'chayv yourself, your name, it's a pasuk. You want to testify on others, you can't be a relative. But to testify against yourself, when it's l'schus, so does he mean the bo'loid al-acherim? If I'm saying for myself to be zoicha, that means somebody else, I'm testifying somebody else owes me money, I'm not them. Shach, we've seen in the Chabit coming in the Razel. Who's the Shach? Hagoin HaKadosh, the Eilig HaShach, the Kohen Gadol. B'tam Adam Alem Atzmai Lochuv. It's amazing. The Shach is also troubled. Why is it personal Das Baldin? Adam Nem Etzal Lochuv. Why is it Karayiv? The Shach mitches on this Kash of the Merival. So Shach says, Shach is learning. No, he's saying, if you're no geya, when you're no geya, the schuz, make the chashkarov. But when you made lachov, so why don't you say you're a karov? Lav no geyu, lachashiv kakarov. Like the Shach is troubled by this dilemma, by this paradox. If you're a karev, what's the chus l'chayv? So Shach says, when it's chus, you're karev. When it's a karev, when it's a l'chayv, you're not a karev. Mazeh. It's hard to understand, right? La'eta. So he says, I don't know what they want. What are they? He doesn't know what the Marival wanted, the Hilag of Shach. La'eta, man is chapte b'sul karev, yos yishab b'sul la'eta. Rabbi Yisai, Hadas Baldin, you're only one, you need to aid him. Well, they only worried about karev. There are a bunch of other psulim. Then he's not even karev lachov. So Shach says, you're not a karev when it's lachov. But you're only an ein echad. He's only worrying about karev. What about you're not to aid him? With that Torah, Amar Pi Shnayim, you don't come davar. V'oid, have it v'shivcha v'gazlan. Rabbeisai, if a gazlan is made, they owes money. It's chayev. He's not a kosher, he's a gazlan. So he scratches his head. What's the Shach worried about Karev? What about the fact that there's only one witness? The fact that he's a Gazlan or Shivcha? If an Eved is Maida, say, oh, does Aldin and an Eved? The Gazlan, Nami, or does Blink Maidan? Eloik Adamu Kamosha Kasavti. So Ksai says, forget the Shach, forget the Marival, Tatarul Apostle Absum El Achev. A din in the Torah, you're neman on yourself. Lachuv. Lachuv. L'schos is, you testify against others. So if you're saying l'schos, but on yourself, you're neman lachuv. Aval ha'atzu eminu Torah. V'sal ne'amonos kimeya edim. V'im r'siv ki yuzeh, si yuhubri yadachnos. This is a tzois, the helik of tzois is shishita.
The Rebbe's, no, we'll start,
The Rosh Hashiva. Yeah, but it's Shver the Rashi, then there's no Raya from Kiyuzah.
Yeah, I understand that. I'll be from Rashi. Yeah. I'll be
from Kiyuzah. Yeah, right. Or Mikzah Shekos. The same debate, which I always tell this to my Tehillim, that Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disur. Everyone knows Yitzchak. Besides that, Hadas Baldin, if I say something as Asa to me, it's Asa. Shavya Nafshi Chaticha. So the Ma'ariva learns, it's a din neder. He says, it's Namanas. The same debate that you have, Legabe Hadas Baldin, everyone in Lakewood knows this. This is like basic, you know.
What's the difference between that and Eirachot Nam Bisur?
Erechot Nam Bisur means trusting in Bezin. Erechot testifies everyone.
Oh, and a woman comes home, she can't, she's also to the husband. Erechot Nam Bisur, it's done.
Right. According to Tais Singitin, we learn out from the Safra law, Erechot Nam Bisur, that a woman's believed to count that she's a neder. That's right, Tais that learns, Mark Subasayim Beis. But that means you're neder for the world, not just for yourself. This is just for you. Shavya Nafshe. Oh, mitzvah shekach. So we're almost finished the tzitzit. I'm just going to finish this so tonight. I think it's a good night's work. Oh, mitzvah shekach. So b'din shavya nafshich b'li sura. Ugam came into his neder. In other words, just like the Rav Marival says that hodas baldin is mitaras gift or chiyuv shavya nafsh mitaras neder. This maritz he mentioned docha davers. My mitaras neder. I be sheil. You should be able to shayel on it. If a person is Shavya Nafshe, if it's a neder, you can be shalom a neder. It's the din amonis. Tzais compares it the same, except he learned that Yisurim a Mamona. My problem with this is, by Mamona we have a Pasuk. The Gemara says you can't learn Yisurim a Mamona. He's saying, Kiyuze. So, Xeris HaKosov. But how does Paldin Dami? You name it on yourself, a mama, and the same thing for his. Now, you know what he ends with the Ksais? Fascinating question. I'll suggest to you some answers. The Ksais asks, that's good, we have a mucker for Hodas Paldin. How do you know it's bigger than eight? El Ikla, Akati Ikla Meda. Milan on Hodas Paldin Yosemi Eidim. Rabbi said, if you're Maida, we already said it. Aiden, we said in my bar mitzvah, less about chashav azama. How do you know that? See, kiyuz, that means if I admit it, I'm chayiv. But if two Aiden contradict me, listen to me, Aiden. She's kiyuz. How do you know? The Torah said, hodas baldin, if I admit that I owe you money, I owe you the money. But not if two Aiden say you don't. Shumigu d'nema. K'mo chashav di bo yav lei b'matana. Hechadike Aiden machshile. Shach migu. In other words, there's no raya from Kiyuzem, it's a migo. Oh, so it's a migo makam edim. And the aimla, what does the Ketzais say there? I didn't do this, it's three more lines to the Ketzais. So what does he say, the aimla, Omar? So he's unhappy with the Ketzais. What's the makar? What's the source that Hodas Adin is never to contradict edim? You know what some say? Some say something very sharp. Some say, when you maida, Edom contradict you, you're being maida, that those Edom are psulim. Those Edom can't come to your defense, because when you're saying against the Edom, so you're maida. I had a Nesivis like this, I didn't have a chance to look it up, who uses this svara. Nesivis is Simon Chaf. But this is what some say. Some say that the reason why Edom can't contradict my Odah, because when I'm being Moda, I'm contradicting the Edom, so I'm admitting those Edom are puzzle. So I say, they can't come to my defense, I'm saying they're puzzle. So I'm puzzling those Edom with my Odah. So they can't contradict my Odah, because for me, to work against me, because I'm saying those Edom are puzzle.
How is one person being puzzle to Edom?
For himself. It's Nesivis. This is not crazy because I once saw Nesivis like this. If you hold Edom Apsulim, it's like Shavya Nafshe. If you say Edom Apsulim, oh, you know what Nesivis is? I remember the Nesivis. Baruch Hashem, it came back to me. In the case of the Ksais, this is what the Nesivis is on in Simon Chav. Let's say the case we brought in the Ksais. Two Edom say, the guy says, you owe me $200. And I say, Lada. And two Edom say, that he borrowed the money and he paid. So,
what do you mean?
So, see, you, and then you say, oh, but I paid, but you admitted you didn't pay. And you can't say you didn't borrow it. They're two Edom that you borrowed it. So the Tzivah says, I don't know if it's another case, that according to you, the Edom are psulim. According to you, yeah, let's say the Edom would say, he wouldn't say Kol Yisrael Lama Pride. Say Kol Yisrael, let's say we wouldn't say that. We wouldn't say Kol Yisrael Lama Pride. Say Edom would have to say Paraita. But you puzzle the Edom. You hold those Edom apostle. See, Eksandad Gimar. See, what do you need? How can you use those Edom? You want to use those Edom to say para. The Edom say you borrowed it and you paid. You tell you never borrowed it. So you're going to use those Edom to say you paid, but you're saying those Edom apostle. He uses that svar of the Edom psulim to say, so you shouldn't need kolomilos yizlo paraiti. Even if you wouldn't say lo paraiti. Let's say you don't say kolomilos yizlo paraiti. But you can't use those two Edom to say paraiti because you hold the apostle. Just like these achrayim are saying that the reason why these Edom, the Edom can't be neman, to override your hodah, because you puzzle the Edom.
According to my
Vada, Gemara was Shver anyway. There was no Matana there. And that was the Gemara with the Ketzai says. But I'm just saying that the Nesivis, I forgot that, and that Gemara, I remember where the Nesivis is, but I didn't, he says that he goes with this Svara, that if you say these Edom are lying, you can't use those Edom, you're saying those Edom are psula. And that's what they want to say, why Adas Baldin overrides it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.